From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The wreckage of what is believed to be an Indonesian passenger plane with 54 people aboard has been found in the eastern province of Papua. It's not clear if anyone survived. Trigana Air Flight 267 lost contact with air traffic control about 30 minutes after taking off Sunday from Sentani Airport in the provincial capital, Jayapura. Air safety expert Jeffrey Thomas tells VOA about the region where the plane was flying on Sunday.
The area where this is being used is one of the most inhospitable, very mountainous. The airport it was headed for is called Oksibil. It's right in the mountainous area of Indonesian Papua. And the airline itself, Trigana Air Service, formed in 1991, and it's had now 15 accidents, 11 serious accidents, of which 5 involved fatalities.
Jeffrey Thomas, Asia Pacific Bureau Chief for AirlineRatings.com. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi signed a new anti-terrorism law on Sunday that calls for the death penalty and life sentences for some offenses, while also threatening hefty fines for false reporting on terror attacks. Amnesty International called the law draconian and said it represents a flagrant attack on the rights of freedom of expression, peaceful assembly, and association. Regional leaders are pushing South Sudan's government and rebels to seal a peace agreement today to end their 20-month civil war. President Salva Kiir and his chief rival, rebel leader Riek Machar, are both in Addis Ababa for talks brokered by the Eastern African bloc, IGAD. This is VOA News. Hundreds of residents in the Chinese port city of Tianjin who were displaced after last week's massive explosions protested today as the death toll from that disaster rose to 114. Authorities have ordered a mandatory evacuation near the site of a hazardous materials storage facility where the blast occurred as workers began a massive cleanup of a 6-kilometer-wide area. Tianjin's vice mayor told reporters about 700 tons of the toxic chemical sodium cyanide was stored in 2 locations within the blast site. New York Times says the Obama administration has warned China about the presence of its law enforcement agents in the U.S., covertly pressuring prominent expatriates to return home as part of Beijing's anti-corruption drive. VOA's Victor Beatty reports the story comes amid heightened bilateral tensions and just weeks before the state visit to the U.S. by Chinese President Xi Jinping.
The paper, citing anonymous American officials, says Beijing has dubbed the effort Operation Fox Hunt and is part of President Xi's wider anti-corruption battle, which is popular with the Chinese public. The Times says since 2014, more than 930 suspects have been repatriated, including more than 70 who have returned voluntarily this year. It says while American officials did not disclose the identities or numbers of Chinese being sought, some are wanted for political crimes. One U.S. official says Chinese agents have been trying to track down a wealthy and politically connected businessman who fled to the U.S. last year. The paper says should he seek political asylum, he could become one of the most damaging defectors in the history of the People's Republic. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
United States and South Korea began annual joint military exercises today despite angry threats from North Korea. As many as 80,000 U.S. and South Korean forces taking part in the computer-generated exercise, which simulates a response to a military invasion by the North. Sri Lankans at the polls today for parliamentary elections in which former President Mahinda Rajapaksa is hoping to become prime minister. Mr. Rajapaksa abolished the 2-term limit for presidents when he was in office, but lost his bid in January for a 3rd term. Former president remains hugely popular among sections of the ethnic majority Sinhalese community for the crushing defeat of the Tamil guerrillas in 2009. And tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets across Brazil on Sunday calling for the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff because of a corruption scandal, as well as the country's sputtering economy and rising inflation. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.